If there's one thing that my family and friends know me for, it's being an amazing gift giver. I owe it all to Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, my one-stop shopping site that has amazing gifts for every occasion. With Celebrations Passport, I get free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. To learn more and take your gift giving to the next level, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/audio. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/audio.
Once again, your song of the day from 1971, Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who, 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating and Rick Heyman's High Tea, Sarah Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
That's pretty high tea.
That's, I mean, that's last good. Week it was Panama by Van Halen, the song, which was
Panama.
Oh, we like that one.
Yeah, that went over well. High tea, interesting. The Who, Roger Daltrey, Pete Townsend, John Entwistle. I can't name anybody else. There might be one more. Big part of our childhoods. There's a lot of good songs. That one's okay-ish. I could give that a 5.8555. It's good.
I was talking to the legendary coach from Pius, Jim Hansen, yesterday. Talking to Jim Hansen, and he discussed the song with me.
Wow.
We talked about this exact song yesterday. That's kind of a behind-the-scenes thing we'll have to reveal later. But we discussed this.
Interesting.
And my first thought was, as he was talking to me, I have such great respect for Jim and a great friend. And just wow, Jim Hansen's incredible at Pius. And all I could think about when he's talking about this song was, I don't like that song. That's what I was kind of thinking about during that time. It's like, it doesn't do anything for me. As Jim was discussing it, I go, I would turn that song.
Did you express?
No, I didn't.
The very next day.
If Jim's listening now, he's aware that why I had a perplexed look on my face as we talked about this exact song.
I could tell you didn't like it.
Yeah, so he probably had that look. And I think I walked away. We were talking about that we both own Camaros, and then I just walked away because I was like, after he told me this story, it's a 499994.
What was your rating again, Sip?
5.8.
I'll go with the 5.9.
Let's see. Ben's going to be a 6.1. 1.9. Low T.
1.9. So again, your ratings, Bill Sip 5.8. Bill,
I was being diplomatic.
4.9994.
I went 5.9, and Ben's a 1.9. We're now joined by Rick Heyman, Starter Heyman Jewelers. Rick, good morning. I'm sure you're surprised by those ratings today.
Oh, not necessarily.
Okay. Maybe not.
Jake, yes. Are you mocking me with
I thought you might. bring
that up. That's right.
It's not a shot at Rick.
That's Rick was concussed last week.
To a Rick, not concussed Heyman.
Sip had to tell him you played Panama. Rick, you just played Panama.
Yeah.
Now, this is not a shot at you, Rick. This is a Tua concussion.
Well, okay. Listen to me. Haven't been back to work yet. It's been almost 3 weeks. It's bad. I got respect for these kids. Well, part of it's my age, and I've had one before, but these guys that get concussions, especially in football, and girls, frankly, they get them too, but it ain't no, it ain't no patty cakes. It's a real deal.
Oh, God, yes. No patty cakes.
And frankly, I all the credit to them for getting through it. Now, younger people, excuse me, can get over it easier, but it's not easy. And you have good days and bad days. It's been a long road for me. Hold on. Pardon me?
It's okay.
What's that?
So you responded very quickly, Rick. You sound great within a second. That was nice.
Oh, thank you. Obviously, I need to come down to that studio and revoke every single man card from any male individual in that, particularly when you gave 9.9 or something to some whiny thing yesterday.
Everclear is incredible. Santa Monica was the song, Rick.
That
wasn't whiny. Come on, it was good. Nice. That was good, Bill.
All right. Well, okay. High T, this song encapsulates everything right and wrong with our world at the moment in time. You can look at all kinds of examples of it. I won't go into it, but I think everybody knows. what I am saying. And Jake, let's see here. Oh, God, this just popped up. 1997. Remember the snowstorm with the ice and all that? We had just moved back here from California. That was yesterday. They canceled Halloween. Do you guys remember that?
I do remember,
How do you cancel Halloween?
It was bad.
Yeah.
God, that was crazy. And I hadn't been in wintertime in like 7 years. Didn't even really have a coat. And we had just moved back here and that happened. Oh, and I think we played Kansas State.
I was stuck in Manhattan.
Yeah.
We got stuck in Manhattan.
Driving home from our friend's house, it started, those big flakes started coming down, and all night long, laying there in bed, listening to the trees breaking and snapping everywhere. God, that was nuts. Okay. Let's talk about the great Who. Won't Get Fooled Again was first released in the UK as a single on the A side in 1971, June. It was originally the B-side of Behind Blue Eyes, which is another incredible Who song. I saw the Who about 10 or 15 years ago in Omaha. The guy you were missing was Keith Moon, the drummer.
Okay. Yeah.
Possibly the greatest drummer. He right up there with Bonham in the day. Insane person. I think they patterned the character on Sesame Street Animal after him.
Okay.
The man liked his, let's just say he liked his party favors and liked to hit drums.
Okay.
These guys were notorious partiers, and they would throw everything out the window in hotels and back in those days, you know, like it was crazy. So anyway, the interesting things about...
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
This was that they recorded it as a demo. It was going to be on a different record. Pete Townsend is just one of the most prolific songwriters ever, and both solo and with the Who. But anyway, they did it caught on in radio. Typical again, like not today, but back then, a couple radio stations would start playing something, and the listeners went crazy. And all of a sudden, they went, "We got a major hit on our hands." That's what happened with this. It drew strong praise from critics. The whole beginning part of that song, the Baba O'Reilly thing with the synthesized organ, which goes on for like 2 or 3 minutes, that had never been done before. That was all brand new stuff. Very interesting to listen to. Rock critic, let's see. Dave Marsh described singer Roger Daltz's scream near the end of the track as the greatest scream of a career filled with screams. The song is about you're not going to get fooled again. So we're going to have a question about that. I listened to this album probably 8 million times. I was 13 or 14 at the time. Mm-hmm. And the album cover was a big cement obelisk out in the middle of nowhere. And they had all just did their business on it and were turning around, zipping their pants up.
Oh.
That's pretty high T, and it was a little racy at the time. Okay.
Yes.
Public urination.
what's that?
Public urination.
Yes, it was. Okay.
High
with that,
high
in, listen. This is if you can't get high T out of the Who, you know your wood's all wet. I don't know.
Okay.
There's something wrong.
All right. Rick, easy. Come on.
Rick.
We're on radio here.
Rick, live radio.
You need to go to get a prescription. They have those now. You can get them online. You don't even have to see a doctor. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So with that in mind, stop the sippers.
All right. Yeah,
thanks.
Our favorite, and this is back.
Can I get
fined
for that for what Rick said?
No.
I never said a dirty word.
It's true. There we go.
I guess
okay.
Not.
Here we go.
All right.
Stop the simper.
Everybody needs
simper,
to man
simper.
Up a little bit.
We're manning up.
We're man up.
Yeah, man
high
up.
High T. Limitless
Come
man.
On.
Just don't say
I'm
wood.
I'm going to bring you some man cards. Here
okay.
At it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Rolling Stone, our favorite magazine. But back in the day, they were awesome.
Yeah,
they were about
to
music.
That magazine, yeah.
They rated this song in the top 500 greatest rock songs of all time. Was it better or worse? In other words, higher or lower than number 100?
Oh, higher. Higher. They would have liked this song. Higher.
You get a diamond. It was number
Brilliant.
One.
Oh,
number
wow.
One.
Ooh,
number,
man.
Numero uno.
Yeah. I grew up at a time when I understood the popularity of The Who and the importance of The Who. Go
okay,
ahead. This is for
good.
Bill. This is for the coach.
Bill.
Yes.
Finish the lyric.
Oh, boy.
This is good. I'm going to start doing this. Finish the lyric. Meet the new boss.
Come on, Bill. You can do this.
It's something with the old boss.
Same as the old boss.
Same as the old boss. Yes. Okay.
Oh, you yeah. cheated. Diamond.
Yeah. Brilliant.
You just had a lifeline. Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. It wasn't cheating, Rick. Yeah. Lifeline.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't ever play that lyric game with me because I'll get it every time.
Yeah, but it's a lyric man.
Yeah. That's really the theme of the whole song. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Okay.
It's a working man song.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
And this is open to everyone. Did The Who, they're obviously in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they can't yeah. be that stupid. Did they get in before or after 1991?
That's
it started
question.
In 1987.
After.
Okay.
After.
Go with after.
CZ, 1990, the third
oh.
year.
He threw a tight number on it.
They were an early entrant to the yeah. Hall of Fame.
Deservedly so.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Yes. All right. Well, Rick, what's happening right now at Sauter Heyman Jewelers?
Guys, you got to come in and see these Heartland diamonds. They are patented 89 facet diamonds. They are the most brilliant diamond in the world. If you don't believe us, we'll give you a free pair of dollar store readers. This is a diamond you can see all the way across the room. You want to impress her? There you go. It is incredible. Her mom, her sisters, her friends are going to be blown away. Got to come in and look at them. Breakers, get 10% off. Christmas is coming. We have a men's night, and there's rumored to be some very special high tea guests going to be at our men's night, which will
mean?
Be one night. What's that?
Nothing. Go ahead. Keep going. Keep going.
Yeah. There's going to be high tea going on.
Okay.
Whiskey, beer, all of it. Everyone will be invited. You come in. The week before, we're going to have a ladies' night, so if she made a list already, you already know what to get. You just buy those items, and you drink a whiskey or a beer and have some high tea with your fellow men. listen, our
yes.
website is SauterHeyman.com. We're 120 years old. We don't look a day over 110.
Yeah.
Four generations. Check out our social media. We're always putting up new great stuff. That's Facebook and Instagram, Sauter Heyman. And my personal Facebook, we'll talk more high tea, the fabulous The Who on my personal Facebook at Rick Heyman.
Rick,
you're a high tea
thanks
brewery
the time.
I'm unaware of.
Rick, we'll chat with you next week. Thanks for the time today.
Bye-bye.
That's Rick Heyman, Sauter Heyman Jewelers, who's doing high tea songs. Apparently, they're going to have a high tea
theme.
Men's night yeah. coming up here soon.
And a men's night.
Sauter Heyman Jewelers.
Ben, you'll be attending that with us.
Well, come on, Ben.
Ben, come on.
Ben, come on.
It's a group effort
it's
here.
A group.
Young
we're
Ben.
All going.
When we come back, the Mike Schaefer Hour, an early break on the ticket.